Suratul Anbiya, ayah number 92. Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahidatan wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Indeed, this, your religion, is one religion. It's a collective way of life, deen. It's a course of conduct which is followed by one community, one ummah, Allah says, and I am your Lord, so worship me. Why does Allah say that? Do we not worship Him? Because worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that we obey Him and we follow His commandments as He is pleased with. Allah says, وَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ. And yet they divided their affair among themselves, but all to us will return. People became sects and denominations. So whoever does righteous deeds while he is a believer, no denial will there be for his effort. And indeed we, meaning our angels of it, are recorders. فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعْيَهِ سَعَى. To work with a great deal of effort. And there is prohibition upon the people of city, which we have destroyed, that they will ever return. They cannot return to this world, nor can they repent to Allah. Allah says, until when the dam of Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj has been opened, and they from every elevation descend, and when the true promise, the resurrection, has approached, then suddenly the eyes of those who disbelieved will be staring in horror while they say, oh, woe to us! We had been unmindful of this. Rather, we were wrongdoers. قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ. We were in ghafla, heedlessness. We didn't even think about this. We never took this seriously. Allah says, indeed, you disbelievers, and what you worship other than Allah are the firewood of hell. You will be coming to enter it. May Allah save us from it. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Had these false deities been actual gods, they would not have come to it. But all are eternal therein. For them therein is heavy sighing, and they therein will not hear. The false deities will burn inside hellfire along with them, even the sun and the moon. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that like a small slab of cheese, the sun and the moon will be put in the fire as well. The sun, 250 kilometers above the earth's surface, the flare of the sun was 2,500 degrees when tested. So how hot is hellfire? Allahumma ajirna minan nar bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. And in it, nothing will be heard except moaning and screaming. Allah says, for them therein is heavy sighing, and they therein will not hear. What will they not hear? Anyone else? All they can hear is the fire. They will think they're the only ones in it because there will be layers of fire around them, according to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Inna alladhina sabaqat lahum minna al-husna ulaika anha mub'adun. Indeed, those for whom the best reward has proceeded from us, they are far removed from it. From what? Hellfire. They will not hear its sound while they are in that which their souls desire, abiding eternally. The people of Jannah will not even hear the sound of hellfire. Allahumma ja'alna minhum, ameen. Allahumma ja'alna minhum, ameen. O Allah, make us of these people, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Out of your mercy, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, ameen. Allah says they will not be grieved by the greatest terror, and the angels will meet them saying, this is your day which you have been promised. So at the last hour, or at the moment of resurrection, the angels will greet them. When people come out of their graves, when believers come out of their graves, they will welcome them, giving them good news, making them feel tranquil and serene, and say, this is your day which you have been promised. The day when we, Allah, will fold the heaven like the folding of a written sheet for the records. As we began the first creation, we will repeat it. That is a promise binding upon us. Indeed, we will do it. Imagine the galaxies, the universe folded up in the right hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah has stated in the Quran. And we have already written in the book of Psalms, in Zabur, after previous mention that the land of paradise is inherited by my righteous servants. Allah has repeated this invitation in His previous scriptures. May Allah make us of those people. Ameen. Indeed, this Quran is notification for a worshipping people. Inna fi hadha labalagha liqawmin abidin. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. And we have not sent you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam except as a mercy to the worlds. Say, it is only revealed to me that your God is but one God. So will you be Muslims? Will you submit to Him? It's a weighted question. But if they turn away, then say, I have announced to all of you equally, and I know not whether near or far is that which you are promised. The Prophet ﷺ was not privy to that information. And he was told to say, indeed, He, Allah, knows what is declared of speech, and He knows what you conceal, and I know not. Perhaps it, meaning the postponement of punishment, is a trial for you and enjoyment for a time. The Prophet ﷺ has said, my Lord, judge between us in truth, because Allah is the only judge. And our Lord is the most merciful, the one whose help is sought against that which you describe. Let's look for a few moments at this beautiful ayah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except as a mercy to the worlds. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the kindest of men, in the same way as he excelled all others in courage and valor. Being extremely kind-hearted, his eyes brimmed with tears at the slightest sign of inhumanity. He once said, if you slaughter an animal, slaughter it gently. If any one of you has to slay an animal, he should sharpen the blade first and treat the animal well. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu relates that a man threw a goat on its side and then started sharpening his knife. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him and said, do you want to kill it twice? Why did you not sharpen the knife before throwing it on the ground? Because the animal was watching. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy for the believers. Allah says in the Quran, there has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, meaning your guidance, and to the believers is kind and merciful. Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu once became ill, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited him in his house. On seeing his faithful companion in a pitiful state, he was moved to tears. Then he said, Allah does not punish because of tears, nor because of grief, but He punishes because of this. And he pointed to his tongue. From Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy to his enemies. He made sure that the prisoners of Badr and of every other war were given the best of treatment. Among them was Suhail bin Amr, who was a fiery speaker and was denouncing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it was suggested that two of his lower teeth be pulled out so that he would not be able to be so vile in his speeches. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, were I to do this, Allah would disfigure me on the day of judgment, despite the fact that I am His messenger. In Makkah, his people inflicted him with every kind of suffering, eventually forcing him to emigrate to Medina, and then waged war on him for 5 years. However, when he conquered Makkah without bloodshed in the 21st year of his prophethood, he asked the Meccan unbelievers who were awaiting his decision, how do you expect me to treat you? They responded, you are a noble one, the son of a noble one. He announced, you may go free. No reproach this day shall be upon you. May God forgive you. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. He was a mercy for women. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very kind and very affectionate towards women. Women were treated very badly in those times as well. Umar radiallahu anhu reported, we did not have much regard for women while we were in Makkah, but they were better treated in Medina. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam established women's rights through his sayings and commandments, which improved their situation and status. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best in the eyes of Allah is the one who is best to his wife, and I amongst you am the best to my wives. He was kind toward them. He was patient toward them. He used to give them compliments. He used to help them in household chores. Zainab radiallahu anha wanted to learn how to do ruqya, how to heal people through ruqya, so he appointed a woman to teach her because she was interested in that. Aisha radiallahu anha was young. She wanted to race, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would race with her. Umm Salama was wise, so he would always ask for her advice, particularly at Hudaybiyah. He once said, "Women are made from the most crooked part of Adam's rib, so do not try to straighten it because you will break her." He commanded men to be gentle with women. He never raised his hand against any woman, ever. And once he said, "He loves women and perfume." Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. He was a mercy for children. When he saw a child crying, he sat beside him or her and shared his or her feelings. He felt the pain of a mother for her child more than the mother herself. Once he said, "I stand in prayer and wish to prolong it. However, I hear the crying of a child and cut the prayer short for the anxiety which the mother is feeling." From Sahih Bukhari, he would take children in his arms and embrace them. He would kiss them. He was once hugging his beloved grandsons, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, when Aqra bin Habis told him, "I have 10 children so far. I have not kissed any of them." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, "The one with no pity for others is not pitied." Bukhari and Muslim. According to another version of this hadith, he said, "What can I do for you if Allah has removed from you the feeling of compassion?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about slaves, "Feed them with the food which you eat," because it was common to have slaves at that time. So he ordered Muslims, "Feed them with the food which you eat, clothe them with such clothing as you wear, and do not cause trouble to Allah's creatures." He said, "Those whom Allah has made your dependents are your brothers, servants, and helpmates. Anybody whose brother has been made subservient to him ought to feed him with the food he eats and clothe him with the clothes he wears. Command him not to do that which he is unable to do, and if it becomes necessary to do so, he should help him in doing the job." Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. He was a mercy for animals. Once on return from a military campaign, a few companions took away the chicks of a bird from their nest to stroke them. The mother bird came back, and when it could not find its chicks in the nest, it began to fly around screeching. When informed of the matter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became angry and ordered them to be put back in the nest. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A traveller who was thirsty saw a well in the way. He got inside the well, and when he came out, he saw a dog licking mud due to thirst. The man realized that the dog was as thirsty as him, so he got into the well again, filled his leather sock with water, and carried it out, holding it with his teeth. Thus he quenched the thirst of the dog. Allah was pleased with his act of kindness and pardoned his sins." The companions asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is there recompense in the matter of beasts and wild animals also?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "There is recompense in regard to every creature that has a living heart." And above all, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, and will always be till the end of times, and even after resurrection, a mercy for all living creatures. A mercy for those who believe, because he invites. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "All my community would enter Jannah except for those who did not answer my call." Where does he invite us? To Allah, to paradise, to success. So the companions asked, "Who is he who did not answer your call?" He said, "One who follows and obeys me would enter Jannah, whereas one who disobeys me does not answer my call." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "My example is of the one who lit up a fire, and when the fire lighted the surroundings, moths started falling into it. He then began to prevent these from falling into the fire, but instead of his efforts, they kept on dropping in the fire. I, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am like the one who prevents you from the fire while you persist on entering into it." Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said once that angels visited him while he was asleep. So while he was sleeping, he heard the two angels conversing. They told one another, "There is a saying for this person," meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they related the same so that it may reach the Prophet's followers. Some angels said, "Since he is asleep, it is pointless to relate the same." To this some said, "While he is sleeping, his heart remains awake, so it should be related," meaning we should talk about this. Then they elaborated, "His similitude is that of one who built a house, arranged for a feast there, and sent a person to invite the people to the same. Then the one who accepted the invitation would enter the house and have food. But the one who rejects his invitation would not enter the house and would get no food." Some angels asked its further clarification, so that he may follow it. Someone observed, "He is asleep." To this others replied, "He is asleep while his heart remains awake." Then the angels said, "In the above example, the house represents Jannah. The caller is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One who accepts his call stands for the one who obeys Muhammad and thus obeys Allah. And the one who rejects his call disobeys Muhammad and thus disobeys Allah. Muhammad thus distinguishes between people in respect of truth and falsehood sallallahu alaihi wasallam." This is from Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the infinite blessings and peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him, took upon himself a great and difficult task. He suffered a great deal. He worried a great deal to give us this message, to help preserve this message through the Sahaba. He would always be in anguish and pain for his followers, for the believers, and for the people who did not believe. But you would always see him smile, and he was the most pleasant of people. His conduct, his morals and manners, they point to the way of Jannah. He is the walking, talking Qur'an. Aisha radiallahu anha said, "Khuluquhu al-Qur'an." His personality was the Qur'an. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah is kind, and he loves kindness, gentleness, and he gives upon gentleness what he does not grant with anything else." وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين. سورة الحج. Some say this was revealed in Mecca. Some say this was revealed in Medina. Hajj, the pilgrimage, the annual pilgrimage of Muslims. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. O mankind, fear your Lord. Indeed, the convulsion of the final hour is a terrible thing. On the day you see it, every nursing mother will be distracted from that child she was nursing, and every pregnant woman will abort her pregnancy, and you will see the people appearing intoxicated while they are not intoxicated, but the punishment of Allah is severe. In Sahih Muslim, according to Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah the High and Glorious would say, 'O Adam,' and he would say, 'At your service, at your beck and call, O Lord, and the good is in your hand.' Allah will say, 'Bring forth the group of the people of fire.' He, Adam, would say, 'Who are the denizens of hell?' It will be said, 'They are out of every 1,999. He, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "It is at this juncture that every child would become white-haired, and every pregnant woman would abort, and you would see people in a state of intoxication, and they would not be in fact intoxicated, but grievous will be the torment of Allah." The narrator said, "This had a very depressing effect upon the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who amongst us would be that unfortunate person who would be doomed to hell?' He said, 'Good news for you. Ya'juj and Ma'juj would be those thousands who would be the denizens of hell, and a person selected for Jannah would be amongst you.'" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again said, "By him in whose hand is your life, I hope that you would constitute one-fourth of the inhabitants of Jannah. We extolled Allah and we glorified Him. He, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "By Him in whose hand is my life, I wish you would constitute one-third of the inhabitants of Jannah." We extolled Allah and glorified Him. Did his tasbih. He, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "By Him in whose hand is my life, I hope that you would constitute half of the inhabitants of Jannah. Your likeness among the people is a likeness of a white hair on the skin of a black ox, or a strip on the foreleg of a donkey." Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. May Allah make us amongst the people of paradise. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. As-sa'a, the hour. It has many names. Yawm al-Qiyamah, day of standing. Yawm al-Akhir, the last day. The hour. Yawm al-Ba'as, the day of resurrection. Yawm al-Khuruj, the time of being extracted, because people will come out of the day. Al-Qari'ah, the great calamity. Man will be like moths and the mountains like wool. Al-Qari'ah, the striking hour. Yawm al-Fasl, the day of decision. Yawm al-Din, the day of recompense. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, "The people will fall into three categories at the time of resurrection. A category will be perplexed between the fear of torture and the hope of reward. And these are ordinary Muslims. A second category will take turns in riding, and these are the best among the Muslims who will be resurrected in a state of riding. A third category will be driven by fire, which will stay and walk with them wherever and whenever they go." Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah make us of those whom the angels greet at their graves, and who are safe and secure, and sheltered and shaded on that day. Ameen. May Allah make us of those who are not taken into account, who are given Jannah without account. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah make us of those who fly above the Sirat, the bridge, over hellfire, peacefully and safely. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah then says in Surah Al-Hajj, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. And of the people is he who disputes about Allah without knowledge and follows every rebellious devil. Allah is warning us of the day of questioning. Allah says, and yet there are people who dispute about Allah without any sound knowledge. It has been decreed for him that whoever turns to him, meaning every devil, he will misguide him and will lead him to the punishment of the blaze. O people, if you should be in doubt about the resurrection, then consider that indeed we created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then from a clinging clot, and then from a lump of flesh formed and unformed, that we may show you. After 40 days, the embryo becomes a clinging clot. Then another 40 days, it becomes a lump of flesh formed and unformed. Then at 4 months, the angel blows spirit into it, according to Bukhari and Muslim. The exact science of the creation of the embryo, something that was impossible for human beings to discover 1,400 years ago. Allah says, and we settle in the wombs whom we will for a specified term. Then we bring you out as a child, and then we develop you that you may reach your time of maturity. And among you is he who is taken in early death, and among you is he who is returned to the most decrepit old age, so that he knows, after once having knowledge, nothing. And you see the earth barren, but when we send down upon it rain, it quivers and swells and grows something of every beautiful kind. All of these signs, Allah says, are within yourself, in your own growth and development, and in the growth and development of this beautiful earth. That is because Allah is the truth. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ. And because He gives life to the dead, and because He is over all things competent, and that they may know that the hour is coming. Another reminder, no doubt about it, and that Allah will resurrect those in the graves. Allah repeats, and of the people is he who disputes about Allah without knowledge or guidance or an enlightening book. Allah's guidance can never lead to arrogance. But people who learn from other sources, they might become arrogant. And Allah says, where is this knowledge coming from? That they think they can dispute with the Quran, with the revelation, the divine words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ala ya'lamu man khalaq? Would he not know the one who created? These ayat are meant to humble us, to subjugate us, to understand the power of Allah and to understand our own insignificance. Allah says the person who argues with Allah without knowledge, what does he do? Twisting his neck in arrogance to mislead people from the way of Allah. For him in the world is disgrace, and we will make him taste on the day of resurrection the punishment of the burning fire, while it is said, that is for what your hands have put forth, and because Allah is not ever unjust to his servants. And of the people is he who worships Allah on an edge. If he is touched by good, he is reassured by it. But if he is struck by a trial, he turns on his face to the other direction. This person worships Allah on the edge of his religion, so to speak, with uncertainty, hypocrisy, or heedlessness. A person of weak iman. He or she is not steadfast in the worship of Allah. Because when good happens, Allah says he is reassured by it. But if there's a trial or difficulty, he turns away from religion. Allah says he has lost his world and the hereafter. Dunya and akhirah, all gone. That is what is manifest loss. He calls upon instead of Allah that which neither harms him nor benefits him. That is what is the extreme error. This person doesn't trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says he calls to one whose harm is closer than his benefit. Eventually, falls into shirk. Allah says, how wretched the protector and how wretched the associate. Indeed, Allah will admit those who believe and do righteous deeds to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Indeed, Allah does what He intends. Inna Allaha yaf'alu ma yurid. Allah wants us to trust Him all the time, to be connected with Him all the time, to never walk away from Him. What kind of love would that be? If we profess that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it only because of certain events or situations or the state of our life at that moment? Allah loves us unconditionally. He wants what is the best for us. We need to love Him without any strings attached. Because true love is that you love Allah for who He is and what He has given us. Allah then says, whoever should think that Allah will not support him, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this world and the hereafter, let him extend a rope to the ceiling, then cut off his breath, and let him see, will his effort remove that which enrages him? Because there were people who believed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to fail, that Allah was not going to help him. Allah says, and thus we have sent it, the Quran, down as verses of clear evidence, and because Allah guides whom He intends. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يُرِيدُ. Indeed, those who have believed, and those who were Jews, and the Sabians, and the Christians, and the Magians, and those who associated with Allah, Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection. Indeed, Allah is over all things witness. Do you not see that to Allah prostrates whoever is in the heavens, and whoever is on the earth, and the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees, the moving creatures, and many of the people? Note that Allah brings to attention that every single creation of Allah worships Him, does sajda to Him, but not all of the people. Allah says, but upon many the punishment has been justified. And he whom Allah humiliates, for him there is no bestower of honor. Indeed, Allah does what He wills. And this is another ayah of sajda. Why is there an ayah of sajda here? To show that we prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iblis refused to prostrate. So people who refuse to do sajda, people who refuse to say namaz, salah, Allah says, and he whom Allah humiliates, for him there is no bestower of honor. People who refuse to play salah, if they want to prostrate and do sajda or even do ruku on the day of judgment, they will not be able to. May Allah secure us from being of those. Ameen. These are two adversaries who have disputed over their Lord, meaning the believers and disbelievers. But those who disbelieved will have cut out for them garments of fire. Poured upon their heads will be scalding water, by which is melted that within their bellies and their skins, subhanallah. And for striking them are maces of iron. Every time they want to get out of it, meaning hellfire, from anguish, they will be returned to it. And it will be said, taste the punishment of the burning fire. May Allah save us from hellfire. Ameen. By His mercy. Ameen. Rabbal Alameen. Indeed, Allah will admit those who believe and do righteous deeds to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Allah always promises good after He speaks about the evil. Allah says they will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold and pearl, and their garments therein will be silk, and they will be guided in the worldly life to good speech, and they were guided to the path of the praiseworthy. What is tayyab min al-qawl? At-tayyab min al-qawl, the Qur'an, the best of speech. Allah tells us over and over again that gaining Jannah without the Qur'an is simply wishful thinking. Allah says, indeed, those who have disbelieved and avert people from the way of Allah and from Al-Masjid Al-Haram, meaning the Kuffar, which we, Allah, has made for people, equal are the resident therein and one from outside. Allah says, people who live in the Haram area are the same as people who visit. Allah says, and also whoever intends a deed therein, in the Haram area of deviation or wrongdoing, we will make him taste of a painful punishment. And mention O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we designated for Abraham the site of the house, saying, do not associate anything with me, and purify my house for those who perform tawaf, and those who stand in prayer, and those who bow and prostrate. The Haram is unique in that the mere intention of sin, whether or not it is actually carried out, is sufficient to bring the punishment of Allah, and we must all be reminded of this. And who did Allah choose to sanctify it? Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Hanif, the unswerving monotheist. And Allah told him, and proclaim to the people the Hajj pilgrimage. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant pass, that they may witness benefits for themselves, and mention the name of Allah on known specific days over what He has provided for them of sacrificial animals. So eat of them and feed the miserable and the poor. If a person can do the udhiya, the qurbani, the sacrifice for the sake of Allah, they should do so. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in many, many ahadith, the sacrificial animal shall come to the day of judgment with its horns, hair and hoofs to be weighed. The sacrifice is accepted by Allah before the blood reaches the ground. So the sacrifice should be done with an open and happy heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the sacrificial animals. He replied, it is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. They again asked, what benefit do we derive from it? He answered, a reward for every hair of the sacrificed animal. And what reward is there for animals with wool, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, a reward for every fiber of the wool. Sunan Ibn Majah. In the next ayah, Allah says, then let them end their untidiness and fulfill their vows and perform tawaf around the ancient house. That has been commanded, and whoever honors the sacred ordinances of Allah, it is best for him in the sight of Allah. And permitted to you are the grazing livestock, except what is recited to you, meaning whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us of the forbidden animals. So avoid the uncleanliness of idols, fajtanibur rijsa min al-awthani, and avoid false statement, inclining only to Allah, not associating anything with Him. To make a false statement or bear a false witness is a major sin in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he who associates with Allah, it is as though he had fallen from the sky and was snatched by the birds of the wind, carried him down to a remote place. Fallen, dishonored, discarded. Dhalika, that is so. And whoever honors the symbols, rites of Allah, indeed it is from the piety of hearts. To honor the sacred symbols of Allah, to follow the rituals of Hajj, is from the piety of the heart of a mu'min. Allah says, for you therein, meaning the animals marked for sacrifice, are benefits for a specified term, meaning you can use them, milk them, or ride before the time of slaughter. Then their place of sacrifice is at the ancient house, Kaaba. And for all religion, we have appointed a rite of sacrifice. So Allah tells us this is not anything new. The rite of sacrifice has always been a part of Allah's revealed religion. Allah says, and for all religion, we have appointed a rite of sacrifice that they may mention the name of Allah over what He has provided for them of sacrificial animals. For your God is one God, so to Him submit. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give good news to the humble before their Lord. Who are they? Allah says, who? When Allah is mentioned, their hearts are fearful. الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَتْ, they tremble. وَالصَّابِرِينَ, and the patient over what has afflicted them. And the establishers of prayer, and those who spend from what we have provided for them. So what is their description again? Those who are humble? The first one is, whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful. They tremble. وَالصَّابِرِينَ, they are patient over what has afflicted them. 3. Those who establish prayer consistently, constantly. And 4. Those who spend from what Allah has given them, very generous people. Allah then says, and the camels and the cattle we have appointed for you as among the symbols of Allah, meaning the rites of sacrifice. For you therein is good. So mention the name of Allah upon them when lined up for sacrifice, and when they are lifeless on their sides. Then eat from them, and feed the needy, who does not seek aid, and the beggar. Thus have we subjected them to you, that you may be grateful. Alhamdulillah. Their meat will not reach Allah, nor will their blood, but what reaches Him is piety from you. Thus have we subjected them to you, that you may magnify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and give good news to the doers of good. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves for us to sacrifice. Allah says, indeed, Allah defends those who have believed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Indeed, Allah does not like everyone treacherous and ungrateful. خَوَّان, an extremely treacherous person. كَفُور, an extremely ungrateful human being. Whatever we do, we should do it for the sake of Allah, to gain His pleasure, for His love, willingly, with open hearts, and not be stingy and miserly. All of these rites are a reflection of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in Akhirah. And Allah promises that He will protect those who believe. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya rabbal alameen.